Republican David Young and Democrat Stacey Apple are relatively untested candidates. Apple's a mother of six who served a single term in the Iowa Senate from 2007 to 2011. Young worked for two decades as a congressional staffer, most recently as Senator Chuck Grassley's chief of staff. And some might argue that at times, their lack of experience shows. For example, during the first debate on September 11th in Council Bluffs, Apple was asked if she'd support legislation urging the State Department to seize passports from terrorists.
I would not be urging taking away their passports. I think we need to make sure that we work through the system and look through it on a very diligent basis.
Young used this statement to argue that Apple has weak judgment on national security issues while being soft on terrorists. In return, Apple and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee have depicted Young as an easily swayed Washington insider, using this quote from an Iowa press interview back in June.
I've seen the ugly of Washington, D.C. I've been caught by its trappings, and I'm ready to take it on.
Drake University political scientist Dennis Goldford says both Apple and Young are going through growing pains as candidates.
They're not smooth. They're not polished. And so the debates between them are a little harder to watch. They don't always express themselves as clearly as they might want to express themselves.
This factor, coupled with the composite of Iowa's third, makes for a very tight race.
The district has a slight Republican plurality, followed by independents and fairly closely behind by Democrats. So the three big groups are basically about a third, third, third of the district. But it's a district that could go either way.
Neither candidate has very high name recognition. Therefore, both are attempting to energize their base while wooing independents with endorsements from better-known surrogates. Last week, Young campaigned with his former boss, Senator Chuck Grassley, arguably Iowa's most popular politician.
Because of his experience with me as chief of staff and knowing how the legislative process works, he's going to be ready to go to work on day one.
Apple also has high-profile friends. She got a shout-out from former President Bill Clinton at the Harkin Steak Fry last month.
Anybody can raise six kids, can run a Fortune 500 corporation. They can certainly handle a seat in Congress.
Family's a common theme in Apple's commercials and speeches, since emphasizing gender is a way to energize women voters, a Democratic stronghold. For undecided moderate Claire Smith Larson, it might work. She feels Apple shares many of her values. However, she's more in line with Young on fiscal issues.
Well, I have ideas. I'm still researching all of the possibilities. So, I'm a moderate. I'm truly an independent. Yes. I vote according to the issues and how a particular candidate stands on those issues.
For most people in the 3rd District, the question isn't about gender or money or terrorism. It's whether they'll vote at all. Historically, midterm elections have low voter turnout, and even close races, like this year's, fail to poll people to the ballot box. In the 3rd District, I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.